on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Hey-o. This is the Naked Pizza Man. He is Ray Flores, the voice of Knockout Radio. I know you're listening to Knockout Radio. Randy Harris is on location at One Buck as we speak at the press conference, getting all the details on the Ring of Honor ceremonies over there for the Buccaneers. So I'm just manning the ship, the old pirate buck ship, if you will, until Randy joins us later in the program. We do have some BKFC fighters coming up. Obviously, BKFC 19 coming back to Tampa Bay. I know the UFC selected Houston for a 5-fight deal, but Tampa and South Florida are getting known to be fight capitals and fight cities where they're bringing their promotions here. There's a big fan base here. It's a great place for feeder fighters to train and to become a part of these organizations. So we're going to have fighters on this first hour and second hour to discuss next week's fight. And then, as you know, if you've been watching and following along the radio show the last couple weeks, I have been on a family vacation. I want to say epic family vacation, 26 states, 31 days. No accidents, no injuries, no illnesses. So I'm blessed to report that we made it back in one piece. Got back late Sunday night. So obviously it was not in Tampa Bay for the Stanley Cup run. But getting back and being welcomed to the city back with a boat parade to hoist the Lord Stanley Cup for the second year as a back-to-back celebration was pretty special. Knockout Radio was in attendance on a 85-foot boat out in the parade. And I can tell you from a personal perspective, I have never seen anything like we saw in the water. I mean, there were thousands of boats, watercrafts, jet skis, all out to celebrate the Tampa Bay Lightning. And rightfully so. What an amazing run. What an amazing time for the city. It seems like everything with a B is coming to Tampa. You've got the Bucks. Now the pressure's on for them to win back-to-back. You've got the Bolts. They've won back-to-back. You've got the BKFC. They're coming back and back and back. So it's a good time to be in Tampa Bay, or as they like to call, Champa Bay. Last week, obviously, Randy was in Las Vegas. He was out there live for 264. We'll run down that fight card. Obviously, friend of the show, Max Griffin, looked dominant in his Carlos Condit fight. It was great to see Max finish strong, start strong, and fight a very smart and intelligent fight against a legend of the sport. The headliner, obviously, Conor McGregor broke his ankle. Dustin Poirier took the rubber match. His goes up 2-1 versus McGregor officially. With this stoppage of a broken ankle. So we'll talk to Randy about that. I actually want to wait till Randy gets back on live to get his perspective about Donald Trump, the former president, you know, huge friend of Dana White. And we've talked about it on the show before. Without Donald Trump, the UFC really doesn't exist in the way we know it today. You know, he allowed the UFC fights to take place in his casinos back before it was sanctioned in a lot of places, before it was legal in a lot of places. And with that being said, the BKFC just announced that New York will be on the fight card roster in early 2022. And as you know from the UFC days, New York was one of the last states that allowed combat sports and the UFC to actually compete there. So, but for whatever reason, even with that strong alliance with Dana White, and the UFC, reports are coming in that on the pay-per-view, they did not show Donald walking through the crowd. They did not show his attendance as part of the pay-per-view. And that's part of the big draw for the UFC, you know, is to get that moment where they to show the fans and then they show the celebrities in attendance and Mel Gibson in attendance and fighters and stars and celebrities and Shaquille O'Neal and all the who's who of Hollywood. And they always show that little video montage of all the people in attendance live. And I'll be curious to see what Randy's take on it was and why the UFC chose to leave it off for the pay-per-view. Or was it the pay-per-view and the powers that be above the UFC that kept that off? So can't wait to figure out that part of it for Randy. I know we had the Sugar Sean O'Malley fight was a banger. He took on a kid named Chris Montigno. And this kid was working 80 hours a week at a paint factory. And he gets the call to step in on short notice against a top 10 guy, a Sugar Sean O'Malley, and an up-and-coming star. And, you know, it kind of reminded me of the old-school days of the UFC. You know, it's back when the guys actually had to have full-time jobs, when they couldn't support their dream of being a full-time fighter, before the Ultimate Fighter series came along and offered opportunity, before American Top Team and Jackson Wink, and they have living dorms, on-site facilities to groom and to develop fighters where they can, you know, support this dream of theirs. It kind of reminded me of back when Rich Franklin was a teacher, you know, and fighting part-time on the side. And even our former champion, the heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic, you know, Stipe was and is a firefighter, you know, and we'll talk to another firefighter coming up today, Jared Warren, who is fighting in BKFC 19, you know, who's currently on a call as I spoke to him earlier, you know, so it was nice to see a kid who's living his dream. It was nice to see the nostalgia of the origin of how the fight game has progressed over the years. That fight was actually fight of the night. His heart was there. He was upset about the stoppage because he wanted to go out on a shield like a lot of fighters do. You see that a lot in the fight game. But it was truly remarkable that Dana gave him the $75,000 fight bonus. You know, and for a kid like Chris, that's going to change his life. You know, he's able to quit the paint factory, and now he can focus on his dream of eat, sleep, train, recover, right? And to pursue that ultimate dream of being a full-time paid fighter. So, you know, we have a lot to talk about today. We're excited about talking about it today. I can't wait to see what Randy's talking about over at $1. He's got the intel, Tom Brady. You know, obviously we know Tom Brady's a savage. His legendary boat parade, he hoisted and threw the Lombardi Trophy across the vessel, across the open water, into the capable hands of Cam Brate. You know, so we were waiting to see what would happen with the Stanley Cup. You know, obviously it's not as easy to toss around. But yet, Tom Brady finds a way to make everything savage. And on Twitter, he went on and said, you know, I think everything gets a little lighter after tequila. So... you know, it's a great time to be in Tampa Bay. It's a great time to be in Champa Bay. It's a great time to hoist the Lombardi Trophy simultaneously with the Lord Stanley Cup. And then last night, we were represented very, very well, even though baseball is not my personal favorite sport. But if you take it all the way out to Denver, Colorado, last night was the All-Star game, and Tampa Bay represented well. You know, from coaching staff to the players to the, you know, to the home runs. It was nice to see Tampa represented on the global stage like that. So we're going to hit this first break. Well, coming back after the break, we're going to go out to Saginaw, Michigan. If you remember, that was the site of the After the Cage documentary that was released this year. What fighters do after their fighting career are over. We're going to go out and talk to a guy named Jay Jackson, or otherwise known as Action Jackson, who will be making his BKFC debut here in Tampa on the 23rd of July. And he's from Saginaw. So we'll find out what he does to get to the start of starting a career and then maybe he could get into the movie after the cage when his career is over. And we'll, as always, this is brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back right after this break.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett's Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live. I'm back home. Randy's at $1. But on my travels through the Midwest, we did stop in Saginaw, Michigan, the site of After the Cage, which is a documentary about what fighters do after they retire from the combat sport. But let's go back to Saginaw and find out what fighters do before they get into the fight game, as we welcome Jay Axon Jackson to the program, who makes his BKFC 19 debut July 23rd in Tampa. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. How you doing, man? How you feeling going into your first fight? Like, it's your first debut for the BKFC. Like, how do you feel? Like, are you ready? Like, is there anything unexpected for this fight camp?
No, I'm so ready, man. I'm just trying to stay chilling like my theme song, man. I'm just trying to stay chilling. Stay calm, keep my weight down. I just want to have a good time.
Okay, so let's, you know, this past weekend, UFC 264 out in Las Vegas. So let's, you know, this past weekend, UFC 264 out in Las Vegas. First time fans were welcome back, T-Mobile. You know, we saw a fight. Sugar Sean O'Malley took on, you know, a kid named Chris Martinu, who works full time, has an 80-hour a week job at a paint factory. You know, so yep. I know you're a working man. So what do you do to support yourself until this dream of yours comes true next week?
I work at a rehab, man. I work with people with traumatic brain injury. The position is called a rehab aid, but pretty much I'm like CNA. I take them to appointments and outings, and we pretty much just kind of hang out with them and stuff like that.
So
I work about 40 hours a week. It's pretty fun.
So if you got a 75,000 fight bonus, would you quit your career and would you make fighting your full time job? Is it because you love it? Or is it because, like Randy talks about other fighters, you know, they say how they just were really, really good at it. So is this your passion? Is this something you want to do full time where you just eat, sleep, and train, recover? Or would you keep a career?
I mean, one thing I do love is my life. So when it comes to fighting, I like fighting. I like training. I like breaking a sweat. I love the motion. I like everything. But I love life, so I mean, there's ups and downs in fighting and things like that. And if I can do that full time, that'd be great. But I just don't trip. Yeah, you know, I mean, like, especially with my 9-to-5, I enjoy doing my 9-to-5. What I like to do a little less. Yeah, so I kind of feel like I'll like Forrest Gump it. And if I had like $1 trillion in fighting or something like that, I'd probably still be a rehab aide, like part time. You know what I mean? Or on the weekends or something like that, just so I can hang out with my clients because I love them so much.
Jay, let me ask you this. And I just got back to the studio. We'll talk about the press conference I was just at here after we get done talking to Jay. With this being your first fight, how do you prepare for that? Do you watch a video? Have you been to a BKFC? How is training different from any other training that you've done in the past to get ready for something with no gloves?
Well, what I've been doing is just treating it like a fight. So I was in Tampa for a while. So I was working with some high quality boxers out of St. Peter's Boxers Club, and then I also was still messing with my jiu-jitsu because there's, even though it's not grappling, you know what I mean, but there's still some grabbing. So there's still some grappling condition that you still need to have in this bare knuckle fight. So sure. I, like I said, I'm still keeping it like mixed martial arts. I just kind of canceled the kick, and I mean, and of course, just focusing on my hands and things like that, and then really working on my Greco-Roman wrestling. You know, really, really to pummel with somebody just in case, and working on strikes out of pummeling. So that's kind of what I've been doing for my training.
So you also have to, I know you were going next, Matt, but let me throw it out. You know, I'm with dementia, I'm going to forget. Do you have to also prepare for people coming in from outside that aren't supposed to be in the ring?
So I could go to the bar or something like that, you know, have me some drinks. See that white girl in the bar, slap her in the ass and start a fight. No, I don't. I still got to keep myself mellow because that's another thing. It's a fight, so you got to make sure you have balance. So I stick to my yoga and just keeping my zen. You know what I mean? Like, that's been like my biggest part. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to keep my balance, and I just know that this is going to be a different realm. You know, we're taking off the gloves, so I'm super excited about getting a taste. I've been to many shows. Go back to that question. I've been about two BKF shows, and they're completely brutal. It's a different sport, and I'm just hungry and super excited.
Well, Jay, I think Randy was alluding to the fact of after the fight's over, there seems to be in the ring confrontations. We saw it with Hector Lombard and Lorenzo last fight. So he was talking about you have to prepare for all kind of people entering the squared circle.
You got prepared for anything, right? You got prepared for water bottles and all types of stuff. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I hope no one jumps into the ring with me. If not, because I'm super chill. So I mean, if anything, I mean, like we'll fight, but I ain't worried about it. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's gonna jump in the ring and confront me. But you know, hopefully we'll have some fun. Sure.
So Jay, so I was traveling the country. I went to 26 states in 31 days. I went to the busiest cities. You know, Chicago, New York, St. Louis, and it gets really easy to get really distracted with the amount of things to do. I also stopped in Saginaw to check in on you and Jay Fish over at Coop's Ironworks. You know, how much of an advantage is that to be in a small town where your main focus is just to train for your dream and for this fight, as opposed to living in a big city with a lot of distraction?
Michigan is beautiful, man. Like, we got fight, and one thing I do love about Michigan is that we do not deal with much traffic. So there's not, like, much of a pause for me to go to practice. If there's practice 15 minutes away, it's 15 minutes away for sure. It might be 10. But Michigan's beautiful, though. I mean, like, I love my mellowness when it comes to Michigan. And we also have this, like, beautiful pride because we have winter. So, you know, like, a lot of people who have, like, tropical type, like, weather and stuff like that, they're spoiled, you know what I mean? But we get the winter, so we have to, like, we have to grind through the winter no matter what. You know what I mean? I'm talking about when it's cold or when your car overheats or whatever. You know what I mean? We find a way. So, like, Michigan's pretty tough, man. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me jump in real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because Jay just said something that I'm really confused about. Can you explain what winter is? What is that?
It's when it's like under like 36 degrees for like months.
What? People live in that?
We get some white stuff called snow that falls from the sky.
Oh, wow.
You know, your hands hurt. You know what I mean? Breathing's difficult.
I guess there's a reason I live in Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
we live on the sun. Exactly. We actually live on the sun.
No, the sun is Vegas.
Live in the summer.
That's in Vegas. It was 212 degrees when I was there over the weekend. I'm fine here in Tampa.
Tampa's beautiful. I love Tampa.
So, Jay, so this is your debut, BKFC 19. You know, let the fans get to know you a little bit. Randy always likes to know, you know, if you were going to go to dinner with four people, not family, you know, who would you invite to dinner, you know, to get to know you a little bit better than, you know, since your debut?
Okay, you have to say it properly, Matt. So, Jay, what we're looking for is you're going to invite four people over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious, can't be family, can't be, you know, teammates, members from the gym. Do we need Jeopardy music?
Yeah, Jay, was there, got to there?
Your call dropped. My bad, call dropped. All right.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
We're looking for four people that you would invite over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious, can't be family members, can't be people from the gym.
Right. Someone to come over for dinner?
Yeah, you're going to invite over. You're going to sit down. You're going to hang out with four people. Who do you want to hang out with?
I mean, I'm obsessed with Anderson Silva. But, like, I mean, I hope he, like, works on his English. That's all, because it's an awkward conversation. But I love Anderson Silva. Roy Jones Jr., so he can teach me his left hook. Hold up, was I not supposed to put fighters? No, people I haven't trained. Yeah. Okay. So I haven't trained these people yet. The Rock, just so he can shoot a good promo. And we can have some of his tequila. And number four. Probably Nicolas Cage, just because I like the movie Two-Face.
Perfect. Well, and just so you know, Anderson does speak pretty good English. It's when he doesn't want to speak pretty good English.
When he doesn't want to, right?
Right. You know, like at those press conferences, and then he has his manager speak for him and change what he's really saying to what the manager wants him to say. But Anderson knows how to speak English.
Exactly. I guess that's gonna be pressure on me to have good dinner, right?
Exactly. Well, you want them to talk. You want to find out about them just as much as they want to find out about you. Very cool. But that's how we get to know different people. What kind of TV shows? What do you do to relax when you're not in the gym and when you're not thinking about an upcoming opponent?
Man, I live in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I'm obsessed with like Loki and like the Disney Plus Marvel shows. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine cracks me up. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I go to the movies too a lot. So like I'm a movie buff. I love some movies. So you catch me at a movie theater by myself like all the time, just because I like the movies. Like one thing that happened at COVID was when they were scaring us with the movie theaters closing out. And ever since the movies have reopened, I'm going to like 3 movies a week. Just so I can keep them going, I love me some movies.
Well, you can thank me for that, because once I sold all my theater stock, that's when everything came back.
My man, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, Jay, so what can people expect to see in your first fight, man? What are we going to see when you square off on the 23rd? What do you know about your opponent? Have you done research on him, watched film? What do we expect to see?
With me, you're just going to see forward motion, man. Like, you want to be first in this stuff. I looked up my opponent. He's super forward. He's very heavy-handed. And I believe I'm very heavy-handed. And I feel like I'm going to be bringing that forward motion. So I feel like my fight's going to be a banger, to be honest. And I know like everyone wants like the prideful shit talk thing, but I'm a warrior by heart, man, and I respect every single person, including Conor McGregor, to the guy making his debut who stepped into that ring, because it takes a lot of balls to put yourself out there. So, hey, I appreciate him signing the contract, and I'm just planning on going forward and trying to have a really, really good banger fight, because I'm ready to bang out. I'm super excited about taking the gloves off.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show today. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, so hang on for that. We're going to hit this break, and thank you for tuning in. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you would like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it. From hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherf***.
I left part of my voice and part of my hearing over there at One Buck Place. Matt, back his. Are you broadcasting from the bathroom, or where exactly are you?
I'm in my home office. I have a beautiful home office, but hardwood floors, no soundproofing material, so it's kind of an echo effect, I assume.
Yeah, we may need to up the budget. Maybe you need to go get a job.
Why would I do that?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm a terrible employee.
Well, we know that. Let me first update you on what I just came from. It was a press conference that was originally scheduled for last year, Monty Kiffin being the 14th inductee into the Tampa Bay Buccaneer Ring of Honor because of, you know, the disaster, COVID, all, you know, the world we live in, obviously pushed back a year. First and foremost, I got to tell you, getting old sucks.
For you or for Monty?
Well, really, for everybody. But, you know, back in the day, I remember going over to the old One Buck, you know, the trailers over at One Buck. It's, you said, just south of Living on the Sun. And there was this, and I'm going to be facetious and I'm going to just be stupid, but, you know, this 70-year-old Monty Kiffin, he probably wasn't 70, but we're all, you know, getting in the trailer. It's he's out there in shorts and a tank top, running, you know, the runways. It was just crazy to me. It's like I drive by a gym and he lifts the gym up, and just to see him, he looked frail. He very upsetting. But again, we all get old. Still very witty. Talked about and started screaming a little bit about what he did to his defensive players, how he handled his defensive players. Very well deserved, you know, to go up there. And what probably the biggest thing that I got out of being out there today, and it's kind of like where I go back to the funeral of Gordon Solie and how there was very few, probably two that I can remember, wrestlers there. You know, there were at least two other Ring of Honors there. There was a couple other ex-players. there, Mike Allstott, going up there and hugging Monty, which to me says more than a defensive player going up. You know, Booger was there, and you know, but to see an offensive guy, you know, that he wasn't their coach, but that kind of showed what Monty Kiffin brought to the table, brought to helping to turn around that franchise, and well deserved. I liked the guy. I loved the guy a lot. Very cool. Very emotional. You know, he held back tears. He said he's going to save that for September. But it was good. You know, it was good. And it was good to be over there at the complex.
Live and in person, right? Like not Zoom called in and exactly. from a computer screen, but to be back in action. And as the world opens back up, it's those moments that mean so much.
Well, you know, and that's all we can hope for. And a couple of the PR people said, you know, I use that same line. Hey, good to see you. And what's my line? It's good to be seen. And, you know, two of the PR people are like, you know, we're getting back. It's coming back. We'll be back to normal soon. And, you know, so there were still, you know, people in masks. You know, what they required is if you were not fully vaccinated, you needed to wear a mask. And I appreciate, not that I really care one way or another, you know, so many people are liars. You know, to see people wearing a mask, you know, and not saying yes, I am when they're not, you know, obviously it was good to see. But
I don't think the mask thing is going to go away, Randy. I you know, in fact, years ago, making pizzas in the morning, you slap the pizza flour, and so you breathe in all that dust. It's actually considered, it's called a white lung. And it's similar to what coal miners go through with the black lung. They bring in all that soot from the coal mines.
Sure.
In the pizza industry, it's white lung. And so I would wear a mask. And Mike Hernandez, who worked for me for, you know, 10 years, Mike would wear a mask. They'd make pizzas in the morning. We weren't open for business. No one was really inside the restaurant. But it was still like, if somebody saw you wearing it, they look at you like you had a terminal illness. Hey, I'm not going to go in there and support that business. I'm not going to go in there. Something wrong with the guy making the food. And, you know, before that, it was only Michael Jackson wearing a mask, dangling a baby over a balcony. And other than that, it was a cultural thing for Asia and the Eastern countries. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, now it's socially acceptable and the norm. And I think you're going to see a lot of people continue to do it just for personal health, just to not get strep and flu and viruses, you know, after all this is over. So I think it's a great thing. I think it's great. Whatever you're comfortable in your own skin, whatever makes you feel happy, do you. You know, I have no problem with people wearing masks for eternity.
So, I agree with you. You know, I don't care what you do. My problem is that you, when I say you, I'm not meaning you specifically, because I certainly don't care what you do. But right. What I'm saying, you know, you do whatever you want to do, but don't tell me what to do. If I want to wear it, I will. If I don't want to wear it, I won't. You know, and that stems from everything, you know, whether it's, you know, the national anthem, whether it's, you know, what words you use or how you use words or, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and honestly, I don't remember who it was, but... you know, we talked about that, and, you know, I stick with what I was taught, a nursery rhyme, basically, you know, when I was in the second grade, you know, the sticks and stones, and you've been around me enough, Matt, to know I don't care what you think of me. I don't care what you say to me. It doesn't matter, and I'm using that as a segue, so we're going to get to Conor McGregor and that whole disaster, but it befuddles me how people get so upset at what people say to you when you don't even know them. And I get caught up in, you know, all this funness that's on Facebook. But do you think I care what people who don't know me say to me? Hey, go this, go that, go whatever.
I mean, you don't care what people that know you think about you.
Exactly.
Like the thing that people respect about you, though, is that you're real and you're raw and you're credible. You know, and I think that's the thing that, you know, when you lend your credibility to an organization or you referee.
Was that lightning that just struck you when you said I was credible?
It pretty much was. It's like the George Floyd mural that just got struck down in, Ohio, I think it was. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
So a lightning struck a building that had a George Floyd mural on it, and it crumbled in pieces.
I saw, I did see when I was over at One Buck, because, you know, literally have not watched any news program, any late night program, anything like that since probably August of last year. I don't care. I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care. I'm going to continue doing the show. I'll continue to being as entertaining as possible. I don't care what's going on out in the real world.
Well, in the real world.
Hold on. You spoke of lightning. I did see something while I was sitting over at One Buck that a lightning strike hit a golf ball at a driving range.
Oh, wow.
That was cool.
Wow. No, but what I was saying was that, you know, like the people that love you, the reason that they love you and they want you to be a part of their organization is because you shoot it straight from the hip. There's no bullshit with you. I'm sorry, bullshit with you. And that's what people respect about you, you know? And so when you say, or you are a part of, or you are involved with, people know that it's a credible organization. And so you should never change. And don't, and I would never worry about what people think about you because you're the real deal.
Well, and to be honest, I really never cared about all the people that, you know, say bad things about you.
Well, I deserve most of the things. I've earned those.
But see, you wear that stuff as a badge of honor.
Well, here's the thing, Randy. You know, what are they going to do about it? like seriously, if they don't like it, you have two choices. Come and confront me face to face. And I can tell you right now, at 226 pounds, nobody's getting in my face right now. I'm not that guy to mess with. So, you know, you just have to take it and walk away. And I'm okay with that.
All right. Enough about you because really nobody cares. let's go back to
Monty Kiffin versus Father Time.
Well, no, I want to go back to, you know, I was, you know, switching over, you know, to trash talking, to all that and what I witnessed in Las Vegas. So I got out there on Thursday. I went to the press conference. I watched Mickey McDonald try to throw a leg kick at the press conference to Dustin Poirier.
You'll call him the Notorious One. You will respect that man's name. He is number one on the Forbes list. There's nobody better than Conor McGregor. There's no greater trash talker. There's no better combat sport athlete on the planet to do it the way that he's done it. And you got to respect the man. You got to put respect on that name.
Well, first of all, you don't. You know, you don't have to respect how he's done it. You know, this guy, you know, if you want me to say I respect that he put himself from homeless, living out of trash cans, to now being, you know, wealthy and beyond all means and all that. That's the only thing that you can say involves respect. I don't care what he says. You know, just like I don't care when people don't like me or say whatever. I don't have to like what he's done. And I don't, and I'm going to stick with, even though some of the things he said was ridiculous, there is no line, zero line in trash talking. You know, you can't say, well, you can talk about me, but you can't talk about my children. You can talk about my wife, but you can't talk about my aunt. You can talk about my religion, but you can't talk about, you know, what I do on the side. No. Why would Conor McGregor care what he says to Dustin Poirier? If he doesn't like the guy, you know, and not liking and respecting are two different things. But if he doesn't like him, whether it's because of the whole $500,000 donation and how Dustin went public and how Conor said, I tried to pay it or my team tried to pay it, but I couldn't get in. It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to like Dustin Poirier. So I don't have a problem with anything he said. I didn't like it, but hey, there is no line. He can say anything he wants, and so I like Dustin Poirier. But for Dustin to say, I'm okay with everything he said, you know, everything that he said about his wife, but then when he said, I'm going to kill you in my sleep, that, like the great Adam Hunter, who, and we are planning on driving down in a week or two down to Naples to see him. We did go see him Friday night. But, you know, a lot of comedians, and Adam uses this line a lot, oh, that crossed the line?
Right. They all of a sudden, and then that one thing, like, the minuscule thing is the deal breaker.
You implied that his wife has been DMing, you know, himself, Conor McGregor.
Right.
that's not crossing the line. You called his wife, a prostitute, basically. That's not crossing the line. You said that the wife is the husband. That's not crossing the line. I'm going to kill you in your sleep. That's crossing the line.
But look, hey, the fight game needs Conor McGregor. Like, the UFC needs Conor McGregor. The world needs Conor McGregor. Even on the losing streak that he's on, he still sells more tickets than anybody else that's undefeated or dominant, you know. Absolutely. Usman or anybody else that you want to throw in there that's technically great. You know, that's a savage.
Absolutely.
People will pay. He's the best showman of all time.
Absolutely. And there's a reason for it, and it's what I've said since as long as you've been on this program. I've said it for 20 years before then. You can't be just loved. You have to be both. So whatever that number is of pay-per-view buys that Conor McGregor gets, I'm going to say 70% are Conor McGregor fans. 30% are going to buy the pay-per-view because they want to watch him get destroyed. They want to watch what happened Saturday night. They want to be happy that the guy hurt himself. Now, on the same line, and again, I don't remember who I talked to about this yesterday. If you're okay with everything that Conor McGregor said, because there is no line in trash talking, why are you upset that other fans are making fun of his leg injury?
Yeah, you can't. You can't. I think the bigger story, the story that I alluded to before, you were actually on the program, you were still over at $1 in the intel, is that Conor McGregor, as great as he is at finding that balance between loved and hate to be the biggest star in the combat world and the sports world on the planet, he was number two in the building behind the greatest to ever do it, Donald Trump. And how come with the alliance of the UFC and with Dana White and the history of the UFC fighting through Donald Trump's casinos back when it was still unsanctioned or unregulated or illegal in a lot of parts of the country, how come the UFC pay-per-view did not show Donald Trump walking through the crowd? Because we know at every fight they always pan to see what celebrities are in attendance. And there's nobody better at being loved and hated at the same time than Donald Trump of all time, GOAT status, period.
Not only did they not show him on the pay-per-view, from what I've been told, they didn't show him on the big screen. You saw him walk in. You know, you saw the entourage, you know, from wherever you were sitting. You know, the red hat, the whole nine yards. But they never put him up on the screen either. And it kind of was befuddling, to be honest, because of the relationship. And I heard what you said as I was driving back from $1. You know, I would say all those decisions are UFC decisions. That's who owns the pay-per-view. You know, so, yeah, ESPN could somehow be involved in that, I would assume. But it came down from somebody, which to me is ridiculous. Now, I also tweeted out, as they were putting all those photos up, you know, the still shots of all the celebrities that were there, I recognized one person, and that was Chuck Liddell.
Really? You didn't recognize, Mel Gibson was there doing the salute. He saluted Donald Trump with like a military salute in the crowd as he walked past.
I didn't see that. I read that, but I didn't see that. They put up four or five profiles, and I had zero idea who any of them were. I don't even know what a Machine Kelly is.
Not alone. It's Machine Gun Kelly, and he's a rapper, and he's from Cleveland, which is a great city, by the way. On my travels, I explored Cleveland. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was thoroughly impressed with the city of Cleveland. But he's a rapper who is dating Megan Fox, the actress, the beautiful actress, and they're like a power couple.
That's tremendous. And it doesn't mean anything, because just like I say about you, I don't know them, and they certainly don't know me, so neither one of us are losing anything.
Well, his career was ended by a guy named Eminem out of Detroit. They got into a rap battle, and Eminem you know, basically killed him. It would have been a great stoppage if Herb D would have stopped that fight instead of the Sugar Sean O'Malley fight.
Perfect segue, because I did want to get over to that in this segment, as well as we will in the second hour. It drives me crazy. Not that anybody cares. I understand it. But how do you give fight of the night to the most dominant fight of the night? It wasn't fight of the night. It wasn't. Sean O'Malley didn't deserve fight of the night. I mean, he didn't. It wasn't a competitive fight.
And what's crazy about, you know, the fight game, the Sugar Sean O'Malley is on a 6-month suspension, possibly, because of the injuries to his hands and his feet from putting on a beating where his opponent, Chris Mutanyu, it may only have to be a 2-month suspension, you know, 45 days of no contact for the beating that he endured. Right, I don't know if we're still live, but if we are, we'll go ahead and take this break. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the bunker, not my bunker. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Sapstone. We'll be right back after this break.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Palmer, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
So what that just proved, ladies and gentlemen, if we're still allowed to say that, don't ever rip McGregor or O'Malley or any of the Irish anytime, anywhere, anyplace.
Why is that?
My connection went out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought it was the rain. Like, the rain was playing havoc in Tampa Bay. It's raining every day. We're in rain season. Speaking of rain, this weekend, one of your boys, Rafa Garcia, and the American Top Team in Tampa, went up to corner their boy, Steve-O Morris, and they actually fought outdoors. And the mat, apparently, was soaking wet, and they couldn't get their footwork. And my question to you, Randy, is, like, does that change, you know, your fight record? I mean, I know it's going to go down as a loss for Steve, but if the elements, the conditions, if they're equal for both sides, whether it's sand from Dubai or it's rain from New York, you know, does it matter? Does it matter if they don't have perfect fighting conditions because it's an outdoor venue?
Are you really asking that question?
Should there be an asterisk, kind of like a COVID season and like playing half the games and just doing playoffs in a bubble and winning a Stanley Cup last year? I mean, should there be asterisks next to the Buccaneers Super Bowl championship and fighting in a rain, you know, arena?
No. They fought. Stuff happens. like you said, even if one person had a slippery side and the other half wasn't slippery. No, there's no asterisk. You need to take that with all these stupid words that are being added to the dictionary. I want asterisk stricken from the dictionary.
Well, asterisk has a Lombardi Trophy and two Lord Stanley Cups on it.
I don't know, but there's one Lord Stanley cup that's pretty dented up right now.
Yeah, what's going on? But that's not the real Stanley Cup.
That's correct.
That's the Touring Cup. Apparently, there's three cups.
One
stays in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
That's the real cup. Then there's a traveling cup, and then there's a replica cup.
Exactly.
So
what I recommend... And I know I got to get to this quick. We only have another minute or so before the top of the hour. I recommend that they send the dented cup to the Karen that bitched about Tom Brady throwing the Lombardi Trophy and let her fix it.
They should send it to New England to go with the dented Lombardi Trophy that the Gronk uses a baseball bat. And then they can have a collection of dented trophies.
Well, the best part of the whole thing is they have to send the dented Stanley Cup trophy to Montreal to get it fixed.
Why?
That's where it gets fixed. Whoever they send it to is in Montreal. So to me, that's the best of the whole thing. I would have dented it on purpose just to send it up there. And you know how I don't buy T-shirts? I wear 8-Man Strong. I wear Knockout Radio. I would like you to buy me one of those Lightning shirts because I would wear it.
Wow. Which one? Back to the Bolt?
No, the number one, and it says out BS. It doesn't say.
Oh, yeah.
To me, he is my favorite athlete of all time. Just coming to the press conference bare-breasted. saying all the things that he said. I love that guy. And then he came out with a tag, $18 million over the cap. I love him. 1 hour now, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and number one. Mm-mm. We'll be right back.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.